When my parents were young, they survived the German occupation of Poland. During the war, they were hidden for 2.5 years. When I was growing up, when I was a little boy, I thought that everybody's parents had nightmares and cried and screamed. In the night, I used to overhear them, and I thought that was normal. Everybody's parents were like that. But as I grew a little older and I started to hear stories about what happened to them in Poland and where these nightmares came from, I began to understand maybe my parents were a little special.
It's a clip from the 1987 documentary So Many Miracles. It's the story of Holocaust survivors Israel and Frania Rubinek, who returned to Poland 40 years later to reunite with the woman who saved their lives. Saul Rubinek is the son of Israel and Frania Rubinek, and he brought his parents' story to the big screen. He's also an actor, author, and filmmaker who grew up here in Ottawa. He's known for roles in Star Trek, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Schitt's Creek, among many others. He's now written a play called All in the Telling, about how the Holocaust has affected three generations in his family. He's performing parts of it tomorrow, virtually, at the Center for Holocaust Education and Scholarship. It's in commemoration of Kristallnacht. We reached him in Los Angeles. So, good morning and welcome to Ottawa Morning.
Thanks. Happy to be here. Brings back memories. There's a really interesting story I'm going to tell you about. Years ago, when a book I wrote about my parents, also called So Many Miracles, came out, so I was doing PR for it, you know, I was trying to talk to people. And one of the people was Andy Berry, who at that time was doing an interview show on CBC radio like this. And he had a gimmick, which was that it was really cool. He would ask a certain segment of the population to call in. And when he wanted me to be on the show, I was thrilled, but I was worried. And I said, you know, I'm not really sure I want to do, I think you're just going to call, ask people who are Holocaust survivors or children of Holocaust survivors to call in. Yeah, that was my idea. I said, I don't want to do that. Hmm. He said, well, why? I said, well, how about you take a risk and ask me that on the air? And then if you agree with me, you'll do what I want. And if I don't win the argument, you do what you want. And he thought that was kind of cool. I said, tell you what, here's the segment of the population that I really want to call in. And he said, okay, but our agreement is that if I don't agree with you, I will do it my way. I said, absolutely. I would like only this segment of the population to call in. Only children of parents. There you go. And he said, I think, I'm not sure why, but I kind of like that answer. I said, yeah, I don't want to exclusivize the experience of this particular tragedy, which is a particular and unique Jewish tragedy, that's for sure. But I think that I'm not an historian. I'm not a journalist. I don't know how to tell the story about millions of people. Yeah. I don't know how to tell a story about very few people. I'm a storyteller. Yeah. This is about my family. And I think it's very much about my connection to my parents. And it wasn't an easy one to have that trauma in their lives affected me, and not always in a positive way. And I suspect that there are children of parents, whether they're from Cambodia or Vietnam, or they're from Jamaica or Haiti, or they're from the United States who came up after the Civil War because of racism, or whether they're from Ireland because of famine or because of persecution, that are going to relate to a child of parents who'd gone through trauma. And sure enough, he agreed with me, and we had calls that day where people connected from all kinds of cultures and all races and different societies. And that happened 36 years ago, 35 years ago, and I think eventually it became the inspiration for this play. It's why I wrote the play, is because it's very particularly all in the telling, all in the telling, which to me means not only what you're telling, but who's doing the telling and who is doing the listening of the stories that you're telling about where you came from and your own history.
I introduced you as an actor, and I rattled off a list of shows that I've seen you in, and all of them I think of you as a comedic actor. Where's the comedy in the subject matter here?
I'm glad you say comedic actor. In a way, it's kind of flattering, since I don't never liked characters that are always their one note, either just comedic or just dramatic. The best so-called comedic actors are some of our best dramatic actors. And our best dramatic actors are always have humor. And if you think of the actors you love the most, they're really not one note. There's humor in all great works of art, I think. Let me put it this way. It's the movies and the books and the characters that I like. Mm. The comedic stuff is in my play. It's just how you're going to relate to, you know, comedy is very often, you know, tragedy and pain plus time. And looking back on it with some perspective, there is humor that I have some distance between the difficulties I had with my parents, specifically about not accepting that I had fallen in love with a woman who wasn't Jewish, and what that entailed, and all the traumas and difficulties that came from that, that I think people are going to relate to, whether they're fallen in love with somebody, whoever they've fallen in love with, whether it's whatever sexual orientation they have or religion or culture that they come from. Parents accepting who you are is a rite of passage or a rite of blocked passage that may or may not have happened in your life. And I think people are going to relate to that with some, hopefully, some perspective that gives some humor to the event.
The core of your creative work seems to be this powerful thread that runs through you that was created there by your parents' experience. Is it something you return to again and again? Where do you find fresh vistas in that seminal story?
You know, it's an interesting thing. I wouldn't have put it that that's the core of my creative work. I think that the core of my creative work is my love of telling stories. Because telling stories for me has a lot to do with how I grew up and the very dramatic story of my parents' survival and me trying to understand it and come to some kind of terms with it over my life, then it does affect, of course, who I am. Who I am affects how I tell a story, no matter what the subject matter is. I haven't only played Jewish characters. I haven't only played straight characters. I've played characters from different cultures as well. However, as you say, yes, of course, my background, the fact that I was actually born in a refugee camp in Germany made up of survivors affected who I was. My father was an actor in Europe in Yiddish theater before Hitler stopped. In fact, when I was a little boy, how I thought of things at 5 years old was there was a king called Hitler who decided to start a war for one reason, to stop my father from doing Yiddish theater. But, you know, the older I got, the more I realized that's not so far from the truth.
Interesting. We started out by playing a clip from So Many Miracles. And before we did, you asked me, what clip are you going to play? Did you have to gird yourself to hear something from that documentary?
You're right. I wanted to be a little bit prepared just so that I could understand the context. And it's because I'm a performer and because I'm a writer and because I'm a director. It just brings back actually pretty good memories because what happened was I got to see where my parents fell in love and where they first went out on a date. And my parents were in love from the moment they met to the day they died. I was very fortunate. I didn't know how fortunate, which my father, by the way, warned me about. He would say, one day you will know how lucky you are. But of course, I won't be alive and I won't be able to enjoy. But he kind of knew. I was fortunate to never hear my parents raise their voices to each other. They bickered, but they were like all couples do, but they were in love. And so I was fortunate to be able to bring them back to the place where they dated when they were 16. And they got to relive a wonderful thing. It wasn't like I was bringing them back to, you know, they weren't in a concentration camp. They always considered themselves lucky. It's one of the reasons that they were able to tell me stories I now know from talking to other children of survivors from every culture, from different cultures, is when your parents have gone through horrific trauma of concentration camp or killing fields, the parents are, who knows what they had to do to survive. And they don't want to talk about it. And they're closed mouthed about it. It's hard for kids of trauma, Jewish trauma or Armenian or First Nations people or African Americans or you name it. It's sometimes very hard for those parents to tell their children the stories. I was lucky. My parents did have each other throughout the whole thing. They considered themselves lucky that they were only hidden, that they were hidden for 2.5 years compared to other people. That's how they saw it. Their glass was half full in many ways.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
It's a great gift to speak with you.
Thank you.
Saul Rubinek is performing parts of his play, All in the Telling. It's an evening of commemoration of Kristallnacht held by the Center for Holocaust Education and Scholarship. And we'll post the details of the event on our Twitter feed, @OttawaMorning.